Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Central Iowa, Iowa State University Extension Field Agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, really appreciate you taking the time to talk today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. And, you know, let's talk the latest with the crops, how they're doing out here as now we're in the month of July. I know, obviously, there's been some moisture over the last couple of weeks. But yeah, just tell us where we're at right now with the crops.
Yeah, so by now, most of the soybeans are starting to bloom, except some of the stuff that was planted really late or had maybe some replant in it that's quite a bit behind. So we're starting to see these soybeans reach what we would call the reproductive stages, and they're going to start setting pods and developing seeds here, basically the rest of the season from here on out. And so they've got a very long, we would call it like a grain fill period. And so a lot of time here for them to fill that grain, whereas corn, we are very fast approaching, if not right at, in some fields, the beginning of the reproductive stages. So the last vegetative stage in corn is when we see that tassel come out at the top of the plant. And we're starting to see those out on the landscape. Some fields are tasseling, and in other fields, we're starting to see just individual tassels shooting up. And that's a very critical time for corn, because when that tassel comes out and the silks come out on the ear, we have a very short period to pollinate that ear and make sure that that ear develops so that we can fill that grain for the rest of the growing season. And so right now we have absolutely beautiful conditions for that. We've gotten nice rain in the last week or so headed into this grain fill period, and our temperatures are really not too hot. They're pretty reasonable for this time of year. And so things are looking really good, relatively speaking, right now.
And, you know, we did have that period of really warm weather. Did that have any, I guess, negative effect on the crops?
Yeah, warm weather can have negative effects on the crops, in particular when you start to see multiple hot days stacking up one after another. And of course, it's worse if the heat is combined with things like wind or dry soil. And typically during those, we call them the vegetative stages, before these plants start to flower, they're pretty darn tolerant of hot weather in and of itself, especially if we've got good moisture in the soil and if it's short-lived. And so I think that's primarily what we saw in this June timeframe, is we didn't see a lot of stress showing up on these plants, even though we were really hot, simply because we had other good conditions for the crop that allowed it not to be as stressed out. And so I don't really think that we saw much of a problem from that. If we do maybe stop getting moisture and we get very hot here in these reproductive grain fill stages in either corn or when soybeans are filling their pods, that could be really problematic. We could start to see soybeans do things like drop flowers or drop small pods before they're developed onto the ground. And the biggest thing that people would notice if the crop does start to get stressed is typically we see that corn leaf roll, and that's noticeable sort of as you're driving down the road near cornfields. And then soybeans will flip over their leaves when they get sort of wilty and hot in the afternoon to reduce the transpiration that's coming off of those leaves.
We are speaking here with Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist Megan Anderson. And well, Megan, I know you talked about the soybeans. I've also been out and saw that the corn is getting pretty high. How's that looking in that regard?
Yeah, so like I said, corn is very close to starting its reproductive stages. We'll see the tassels coming out here probably over the next 10 days or so. Some tassels are, of course, already out. This time of year is going to be that good reminder of how uneven things were this spring because of all the moisture that we had. And so those tassels, we look across cornfields and we're seeing a lot of variability in the time of tassel development. That's that reminder that those corn plants were at different stages earlier in the year, and it's carrying through here to these reproductive stages. Overall, corn looked really beautiful dark green color for the most part. So we've lost a lot of that uneven color that we saw early. And I've seen very little as far as disease and insect pressure goes, aside from some very heavy corn rootworm pressure below ground. And so with some of these storms that have come through in some fields, we are noticing corn start to root lodge or over from the root system not being developed enough because it was fed on by those corn rootworm larvae.
Can you speak on maybe how conditions are looking here specifically within Dallas County?
Yeah, Dallas County is one of my kind of further ahead counties that I have. There's a lot of variability in the county, I think, from north to south in the recent rainfall totals that we got. Overall, I think the crop looks pretty darn excellent considering how we started this growing season across the county. Corn, it always seems like, looks much better than soybeans this time of year as we're sort of waiting eagerly for these soybeans to close their rows like we saw corn do several weeks ago. And so I think things look pretty good overall. We've got good moisture going into reproductive stages.
Well, good. That is awesome news to hear. And then what are you anticipating with the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so the crops are going to continue developing. We'll start to see much more even tassels and start the pollination process in corn. Soybeans are going to continue through those reproductive stages. The big thing I think people are going to be looking out for is standability of the corn, especially with some of the corn rootworm pressure, and making sure that we're identifying fields where we're having problems with the corn rootworm, and then paying attention to disease pressure and other insect pressure in both crops. So in corn especially, disease pressure from things like gray leaf spot that really likes hot weather, and things like tar spot that likes cooler conditions. And then in soybean, paying attention to frog eye leaf spot, which is a foliar disease that we can treat with the fungicide, as well as insect pressure like Japanese beetles on the leaves, or soybean gall midge, which has been identified in Dallas County and is a relatively new pest. But the biggest thing that people might notice is wilting of soybean plants along field edges. The weather looks like we're going to remain hot, and sort of uncertainty on how much rainfall we're expecting to get. But it looks like overall for the month of July, we're likely to end up maybe above average temperatures overall with a little bit of variation across the month.
Well, thank you for detailing that. Again, we have been speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist, Megan Anderson, as she has been detailing the latest with the crops out here in the state of Iowa. And Megan, really appreciate your time, and we'll catch up again in a few weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.